on WCBC, leader in high school sports coverage since 1976. This is High School Game Day, recorded live every Thursday evening inside Bellinopoly on Green Street with WCBC morning sportscaster and sports team member Garrett Egan and coach Mike Allen. High School Game Day airs Fridays at 5 just before sports team game coverage. It's a look at last week's team performance, outstanding players, and what might be in the weekend ahead, plus interviews, information, and stats. High School Game Day, brought to you by Bellinopoly on Green Street, D&D Motors, Barton and Bel Air, Puffenberger Carpets, Green Spring, The Final Touch and Riverside Sports, 920 Kelly Road, Frankenberry Insurance on Volke Road in LaVale, Queen City Motors, 99 Henderson Avenue in Cumberland, and Webco Federal Credit Union. And now from WCBC Sports, High School Game Day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to High School Game Day, the weekly high school football show where we review last week, preview this week's slate of games, and where the WCBC sports team actually picks the week's game of action. As always, alongside Mike Allen, this is Garrett Egan. We are coming to you from Bellinopoly Pizza Pasta Subs, where we record the show on Wednesday evening. So for those of you who are wondering when that occurs, we do that. We record the show usually on Wednesdays. And a big shout-out to Rock, Jim, and Tony for filling in on our bye week last week. A big thanks to that trio for stepping in and filling in for us to keep the show going. Plenty of to talk about from last week in our first segment. Our first segment, as always, are the game recaps. Let's start with our game of the week, as was the Fort Hill Sentinels taking on Briar Woods. Mike, of course, you had a front row seat to this game. We thought it would be close because Briar Woods is a very good team. They always seem to take Fort Hill to the limit. But this year was a little bit different as Briar Woods defeats Fort Hill for their second loss of the season, 28-7. First bullet point I wrote here, expected a tough game, didn't expect this result. Give us a recap of that game.
Well, Garrett, Briar Woods was for real. They had a quarterback who was a Navy commit, Brady Carmichael, and honestly, I haven't seen any area team play against a quarterback that good since 2012. And Ian Fisher, if you remember him, went to Brunswick, came up here, beat Fort Hill, went to Duke, went to JMU, went to Frostburg. He was taller than Brady Carmichael. He was about 6'6". Carmichael was probably 6'2", 6'3". But Fort Hill could just not stop him. And it wasn't that he was running the ball on Fort Hill. Every third down and fourth down that Fort Hill forced Briar Woods into, he would make a pass that was just unbelievable. And these receivers were catching the football. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was hitting the guys in the hands and right in the chest. I mean, unbelievable passes. They couldn't stop him. He was the difference. Before the half also, the Fort Hill's down 7-0 in their own territory. They don't get a first down on fourth down. And then they stop Briar Woods about the 10, and then they fumble. And then Briar Woods takes that in on a short field again. So they had two short field touchdowns in the first half to make it 14-0, and Fort Hill did score in the opening drive of the second half and couldn't convert on much after that. Briar Woods made adjustments up front to stop Jabril, and that was the difference. He could not get going. I mean, they had him in the backfield. You know, if he had 19 carries, they did that probably on 16 of them. So Fort Hill's line was not as good as they needed to be to win the football game, and you know, it was just a tough game for Fort Hill. However, they're playing a 5A Virginia school.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I keep saying it every week, who makes the playoffs? Everybody. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter in the big scheme of things. However, it kind of woke Fort Hill up, and we'll see how they respond next week.
Yeah, with the stat that stuck out to me is the fact that Fort Hill was held to 98 yards rushing, Jabril with 57 of those. When a team holds a team like Fort Hill, who is consistently known for offensive line, for their running game, for, you know, the wing tee, and just being able to move people out of the way and free up their already exceptional athletes to run wild. When I see that Fort Hill's only held to 98 yards, I hate to keep beating this dead horse, but it seems like the line undersized and young, has really been the difference, both in wins and losses for Fort Hill this year. It's just different. And as the years go and these kids get stronger, older, more mature, they will get better. But it seems like that stat really jumped out to me in the final tail of the tape.
I agree. When they came to play against Hollidaysburg, I thought they were the difference. Fort Hill was able to jump up enough, 20-0 in that game due to the running game. And, mm-hmm. and in that game, you have to be able to do those things to win a football game. You have to be able to move people off the line and drive your feet and get some space for the running backs. And you also have to block out of the backfield. And you have to complete some passes against good football teams. And Fort Hill just wasn't able to do it. So, chalk it up as a learning experience. Again, two losses, first time since 2012 in the regular season. Think about how long that is, man.
Yeah.
That's 12 years of only one loss or going undefeated. It just shows you how good Fort Hill it is as a program. And, they're down this year. They're young. They start 8 sophomores. We have to note that they're in 1A.
Yeah.
They don't have to beat Briarwoods for a state championship. They don't have to beat Dunbar for a state championship. So we'll see what they're made of this week when they come back against Mount Ridge.
The last thing I had down here, and you know how Fort Hill is and their fans, you feel like the room's on fire when Fort Hill loses once, let alone twice. Is there any cause, have you heard any cause for concern thinking down the road, playoff time, where this might raise some red flags for Fort Hill, running the table in 1A and winning another state championship?
Honestly, no.
Okay, good.
I don't think so. The line does have to get better. I think you're going to see some changes this week on the line. I think you're going to see the line play better simply because that's what Fort Hill teams do. They hold their kids to the fire, and they respond. We've seen it year in and year out. I remember way back when they got beat by Kaiser and then responded with the running the table. They gotten beat by Mount Ridge and ran the table.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that this has happened, they've responded. However, if you look down the road 2 weeks, wait till you see this team coming in.
East World of Inquisition or something?
For real.
Oh, wow.
So that could be another loss for Fort Hill. But, again, it won't matter because those teams that they're getting beat by aren't 1A schools.
Yeah, let alone 2A.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it is what it is. I don't think there's cause for concern. I think Fort Hill understands what they have to do to win another state championship, and I think that's what they'll do.
Fort Hill 3-2 now. They take on another 3-2 school this week. Maybe you have heard of them. It's Mountain Ridge Miners. That is tonight. Should be a good one there. Now we'll go from Big Red to Big Blue, a game that was on yet another Thursday afternoon for Allegheny. They traveled down to St. James and in a nail-biter fell in a close one, 37-33, Allegheny, 385 yards of offense. We talked about it throughout this season, Mike, and it continues to be the trend. You have young talent as well as seasoned talent, especially in that backfield. Jackson Resch, he goes for 30 carries, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Keontae Bible, young guy who's really stepped up. And Aiden McKenzie, those three young men have really been impressive in wins and in losses, but in terms of individuality in their stat line, they are really willing this very young Allegheny team to close games. And Allegheny, plain and simple, just ran out of time at the end of this one, facing off against yet another very talented opponent in St. James and their quarterback.
Yeah, this was another classic game. I mean, I listened to it on the radio. The guys did a good job down there in Hagerstown at St. James. Allegheny did run out of time. It seemed like that St. James would score, Allegheny would come right back. And at the end, it was kind of flipped where Allegheny scored and then St. James came right back and scored quick. The numbers speak for themselves for Allegheny, and they continue to run the football, 92, 89, and 200 by three different backs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's special.
Yeah.
And they keep on doing these things. They did the same thing against Mount Ridge, very similar stats, except Aiden McKenzie was the one with 200, not Jackson Resch. So you got backs that, for Allegheny, they can go 200 yards, and they're not the same guy. That's special. So Allegheny can run the football. They just couldn't be two-dimensional. Again, like I said about Fort Hill, they couldn't throw the football when they needed to, and that was the difference in the football game, yeah. As well as, similar to Fort Hill, they couldn't stop the pass. This guy from St. James sounded like the real deal at the quarterback spot, and he picked him apart when he needed to, and he ran the ball when he needed to, and that was the difference. So, again, Allegheny may not have thought St. James was as good as they were, but they proved them otherwise to be that good, and it's a loss. What can you say?
Yeah, a couple of positives that from this game and from this past week. Monty Blow back from injury. Kane Williams actually got a couple of snaps in this St. James game. Those are two guys that, especially Kane Williams, they weren't expecting him back maybe for another week or two. Best case scenario, he might be back week five, which was this week here. So to see him get limited snaps, get him weaned back on the field was huge. Monty Blow being back. And then, I think for Allegheny, the fact that they put up 33 points, this wasn't a blowout loss. It was a loss that was close enough, that was a winnable game. They just ran out of time, couldn't take away the big play, especially in the passing game in that fourth quarter. But I think we're starting to see this Allegheny team, even only with, a victory, get better and better each week. They're getting stronger up front. They're getting more mature in the backfield. Sebastian Stewart, limited pass attempts, but you can see him start to really gel in terms of getting his timing down, handing the ball off the backfield, the line, and then getting healthier. Kane Williams being back, Amani Blow being back. So, Allegheny continues to build. St. James had a little bit too much firepower through all four quarters, but it's right there for Allegheny. And I'll say it again, Allegheny this season will win a game that they are not supposed to. Might be in the playoffs, it might not be. We'll see how that shakes out. But Allegheny has been one of the most, and you mentioned it last week, Mike, Allegheny, based on their record, is probably the best. I think at the time they were 0-3. You said they were the best 0-3 team in the state, if not in 1A. And I believe that. Allegheny, even in these close losses, had been very impressive in their own right.
I agree. And I tell you what, next year, and you hate to already go there, but next year the only one you got to replace is Resch. And I'm not saying that's an easy task because he's one of our best players in the area, but you put Kane Williams in for him and you have all the rest of the backs still there. You take that same team and you play this year, same James teams next year, it could be a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Allegheny will probably blow them out, definitely win the football game. They're young, so they got some growing up to do, which you can see happening each week. Even though they might lose to St. James, they grew up doing it, and you're going to see them run a couple games in a row off Northern and Southern this week, and they'll be a different team late in the season.
To another game that was an Allegheny County team facing off against an out-of-the-area, quote-unquote, opponent. Frankfort taking on Mount Ridge. I wouldn't say out of the area, maybe out of the state because it's across the Potomac. Frankfort taking on Mount Ridge. Frankfort really put it on Mount Ridge in this game, 49-12. Looking at the stats, Mike, this was total dominance and domination by Frankfort. 547 yards of total offense, 170 through the air, 377 on the ground. Jules Pattison, Carter Shanholz, who had a breakout game. Frankfort is really rolling this year.
They are. And when I was getting updates on this game, the thing I was most surprised at was how well they were doing through the air. That I just kept hearing that Frankfort's passing on them. I was like, wow, not only can they run the football at 377, they can pass it too. Was not expecting this. Apologize to Coach Whiteman for picking Ridge. I did want to pick up a game on everybody and extend my lead. Instead, I went the other way. But Mount Ridge, again, same story as Allegheny and Fort Hill. They're young. They're down a little bit this year compared to where they were. 2 years ago, they beat Frankfort. They're almost 40-0.
Uh-huh.
And then now you got Frankfort doing the same to them. So, and let's not take away how good Frankfort really is. I don't think we've ever heard Coach Whiteman brag about his football team earlier in the year. He doesn't want to let everybody know how good they are, but he knew that this year's team was special, and man, are they, and with a chance to really make some noise and do things that they've never done. And I really like to see that happen for Coach Whiteman.
Absolutely. I mean, Frankfurt this year especially, and you see that year in and year out where they're a contender, they're good, but it just, like you said, Mike, it just feels different this year, not just running the ball, throwing the ball. Uriah Cutter, 8 of 10 for 170 passing. Mount Ridge defensively just didn't have an answer, and that I think speaks to the level of Frankfurt and how good they are this year. And then also a positive for Mountain Ridge, Tyler Cook, who's getting some collegiate looks. He hits a 36 and a 39-yard field goal again. Even in our local area, small town area, the high school kicker has become more and more part of the equation. We've seen that the last 5 to 7 years, and it's getting more and more week in or year in and year out. So for Frankfurt, they have Brook tonight. Mountain Ridge, unfortunately, faces off against Fort Hill. That's going to be an interesting one to look at in a battle of 2-3-2 teams. So Frankfurt keeps it rolling. They stay undefeated, and Mountain Ridge looks to bounce back this week in a possible upset of Fort Hill. We'll see on that one. Now to an absolute drubbing as well. Kaiser taking on Weir. We're a team that we saw face off and get absolutely pounded by Frankfurt early in the year. Kaiser had a night. They beat up on Weir 55-12. Grayson Lamka, Addison Bradfield, as well as Cam Owens took a 2-Weir, and this was a huge game for Frankfurt. Well-timed scheduling for Frankfurt to get back in the win column. They win big, Mike, 55-12.
Yeah, Kaiser came to play. I mean, what can you say? Frankfurt beat Weir up earlier in the season. We weren't expecting Kaiser to have this much of a blowout win against Weir, I don't think. But they did it. They're back on track. They lost 2 games early. They've ran the table since, 3 in a row. And look out for Kaiser again, growing up as we speak. Young kids getting better. Addison Bradford turns out to be a really good quarterback. He got hurt early in the season. Mm-hmm. They got some running backs that can get it done in Lamka. And their defense is holding up. We saw a little bit of this against Hedgesville week 2 after they got blown out week 1. And since then, they've just gotten better every week. Field goal kicker, Tommy Nash, 2 field goals, and they got an 0-5 team this week. So things are definitely looking up for Kaiser.
Kaiser takes on John Marshall. We'll talk about that matchup in the next segment. Now to another head scratcher. Good for Hampshire, not so good for Northern. Hampshire 37, Northern 15. First bullet point I wrote was, what in the world? I mean, we take a bye week on this show and no Allegheny.
Everything
falls apart. Fort Hill lost, Allegheny lost, Mountain Ridge lost, Northern loses, and Southern is the only West MAC or whatever the hell it's called, the conference is called. And we'll talk about Southern here in just a second, but Southern was the only West MAC team to win last week, which I'm not sure that's happened since leather helmets and, I don't know, oil light.
Did you see Alex's story today?
I did. Oh, was in it today?
Today.
I've been waiting on it.
It was talking about how it's been 76 years since every county team has lost.
Just think about how good our area has to be at football for that to happen.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think it was something like, you know, maybe Mountain Ridge, and since Mountain Ridge has been Mountain Ridge, mm-hmm. they've never lost. And it was just crazy weekend, man.
Well, Northern lost as well to Hampshire, 37-15. Northern led 7-0. And Hampshire scores 37 unanswered. Hampshire goes for 358 yards. We talked about Landon Eversole, their quarterback. 204 through the air and a touchdown. Vinny Greer, his main target, caught 176 yards of that. He finished with over 202 total touchdowns. Northern did not look like Northern. They didn't play like Northern. They didn't come out of the locker room. And this, I mean, truly, Mike, we saw Hampshire show some promise. Still, jury's still out on them. But to me, this was probably the shocker of the weekend.
Definitely. You don't expect Northern to get beat by Hampshire, especially with the way Hampshire has played the last few years. But they're not the same football team as we know them mm-hmm. to be. Everybody picked Northern, but we must not know anything.
Of course we did.
It's just crazy. Just a total dominant football game for Hampshire, and they're doing it by throwing the football. Eversole, 204 yards in the air on only 7 completions. That in itself is crazy. Almost 20 yards of completion. You know, what can you say? 30 yards, I should say. Hampshire came to play. Northern didn't. We knew Northern was down a little bit too, as well as all these other teams in the area we're seeing besides Frankfort. But Hampshire's another team that's not. They're up.
Yeah, for Hampshire, a big win. And now we get to Southern taking on 100. Expected this result. Southern puts it on 140-13. Southern with 334 yards rushing. Jacob Brown, 68 yards and a touchdown. Quarterback Tripp Wolf, 2 touchdowns rushing for Southern. Nice game schedule here for Southern. They get another win, and Southern has Allegheny this week. That's going to do it for our first segment. When we come back, we'll start talking about the games for this week and hopefully some stability when it comes down to it. After last week's shakeup, we're not even going to talk, well, maybe the fourth segment, about our picks and how terribly the WCBC sports team did in picking the games. You're listening to High School Game Day. We'll be back after this.
Great food, great prices, huge portions, and great service. That's what everyone is saying about Bellinopoli on Green Street. You can order online, stop in for pizza, pasta, subs, and salads. Bellinopoli, 692 Green Street, Cumberland, or go to bellinopoli.com.
Trying to buy a car, but your credit's
a problem.
Yeah, a problem. Wish you could start over?
A redo.
No matter how bad your credit might be, D&D Motors can put you behind the wheel today. Just go to dd-motors.com and get yourself approved. D&D Motors, Route 220 in Bel Air, Route 36 in Barton.
You've worked hard to earn a higher credit score, so it's time to fall into a lower rate. Finance your next new or used vehicle purchase at WEPCO with rates as low as 3.99% APR. Apply today or visit WEPCOFCU.com for more details. Rate applies to members with FICO score of 685 or higher. Credit subject to approval. Other terms and conditions apply. Rates subject to change without notice. Equal opportunity lender.
Everything we do.
And Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here. Your sports equipment, clothing, gear, and printing store. Logos and design, you'll find just what you're looking for. See it online at shopthefinaltouch.com. The Final Touch and Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here.
On WCBC, the region's station for sports, this is High School Game Day.
Welcome back to High School Game Day. Alongside Mike Allen, this is Garrett Egan, fresh from our bye week last week. Big thanks to Jim, Rock, and Tony for filling in for us. But when the boys were out of town, all hell broke loose last week, and Southern was the only WestMac team to win. Allegheny, Fort Hill, Mountain Ridge, and Northern all lost. So hopefully, as we get into our second segment in our game previews, will be able to stabilize things in our local area. Let's first start off with a 3-2 Kaiser Golden Tornado taking on an 0-5 John Marshall Monarchs team. Love the Monarchs call. Kaiser last week absolutely beat up on Weir 55-12. John Marshall still looking for that elusive first win of the year. Mike, looking at John Marshall, 0-5 team. We've seen it before. The one PA school that was, maybe it was Grafton.
Grafton,
a couple weeks ago, they were 0-3 or 0-4. So we were a little leery on calling that for, you know, being an 0-4 team. Kaiser 3-2, John Marshall 0-5. What are you seeing on this one? Has Kaiser looking to roll some wins together and possibly sneak into the West Virginia AA playoffs?
Kaiser's looking good, 3 in a row for them. John Marshall is 0-5, but here's what I found out about John Marshall. All their losses have come to very good football teams. First week, Marietta, they're 5-2 now. Second week, George Washington, 5-1. Third week is, here's what you have to look at. Washington, they beat them 40-36, so it was a really tight game. Washington then went on early in the season to beat Hedgesville 42-7.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser lost to Hedgesville, so that could tell you something, or it could not, the way things are going this season. But Washington's 4-2, Parkersburg South 4-1, and Warren last week beat John Marshall, and they're 5-2. So all very good football teams. You know, what does that mean for John Marshall? They're at Kaiser. I don't know. I think John Marshall will be 0-6 after this week, but yeah, I think it's going to be a better football game than we think because of John Marshall's record.
I mentioned stabilization. you know, Kaiser early on in the season, the first game, they lose pretty much all their backfield, or the guys that they had earmarked to be in the backfield. They lost three quarterbacks in 4 minutes. They were banged up. They've lost a couple of kids here and there coming into this season. But I think the trend is now for Kaiser that they've really stabilized. I mean, what can you take away from last week's weird game? Well, the first thing you could take away is the fact that they won the game they were supposed to win, and they put up some serious numbers. Lamka has been huge after coming back from injury. You mentioned Addison Bradford. He threw the ball eight times, 5 of 8 for 115 and 2 touchdowns. Cam Owens is a kid that has really come on strong down the stretch. He caught 2 touchdown catches. And then also, again, special teams and extra points. In the special teams, their kicker and Tommy Nash hit a 41-yarder and a 27-yard field goal. So for Kaiser, it seems like from the start of the season, they have stabilized. They built on that, and they have a solid foundation. John Marshall might give them a fit early, but I have to think that the Golden Tornado at home is a favorite. Mike, how about with playoff hunting starting? I mean, we are 5 games in of a 10-game season, and in West Virginia, everybody does not make the postseason. As we get halfway through the season and look to the second half, how crucial are games like these for teams like Kaiser trying to get back to the West Virginia postseason? How crucial are these games to get these wins?
If you're playing an 0-5 team, you have to win. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. If you have any playoff admirations, you have to beat an 0-5 football team. Kaiser would then be 4-2 mm-hmm. with only a couple games left. I mean, it's very, very possible that if Kaiser keeps this up, they can make the playoffs in West Virginia. West Virginia takes the top 16 teams, and unlike Maryland, takes them all. So it's a little different. You have to get points, and Kaiser, you know, tough road ahead. However, you know, if they beat John Marshall, they're 4 in a row, and that's very good for an 0-2 football team.
Keep in mind also, Kaiser still has to play Frankfort. They still have to play Mountain Ridge. Still have to play Allegheny. So you mentioned a rough road, very rough at the end of the season. And what's also harsh on Kaiser is with the bonus points and you play, those are all 1A teams. So if they end up beating 1, 2, possibly all three of those teams, we'll see. They don't get a whole lot of bonus points, save for the, you know, for Frankfort, a 2A team. But for Allegheny and Mountain Ridge, in our area, in our bubble, those are big wins. But in the grand scheme of things, with bonus points, we're playing 2A and 3A teams, they don't really stack up. So for Kaiser, they have to have this one this week. I think they will. 0-5 John Marshall traveling to 3-2 Kaiser. Now we get to a team that desperately looking to bounce back and snap out of it. Northern, who had a rough showing last week in their loss against Hampshire. I mean, call it what it is, folks. Losing by 22 to Hampshire. I mean, give all the credit in the world to Hampshire. They are in the bounce back. They are looking solid. But you don't expect a Philcar Northern team to lose by that many to Hampshire. Northern had an out-of-body experience last week. They did not play well. They turned the ball over and essentially kind of sealed the deal for their opponent. 2-3 Northern takes on 3-3 Uniontown. Mike, for Northern, how do they get back on track this week?
They have to win. They have to find a way to win. They have to find a way to move the football on the ground. That's what they're best at. Coach Carr will watch film all week on Uniontown. His players will be ready. They have to execute. To win this week, they have to execute. They can't get behind the chains. They have to get first downs and run the football. However, it's going to be tough. I mean, Uniontown's 3-3. They did lose to Albert Galton, 36-21. They lost to Laurel Highlands, who's a good football team. They lost to Taylor. They did beat Perry Traditional, Carrick, and Brownsville. Northern, on the other hand, other than Hampshire, their other two losses aren't bad losses. Fort Hill and Frankfort mm-hmm. both lost to both of them, as well as Hampshire. They beat Albert Gallatin. They beat Hancock. So I think this game could go either way. It's probably a pick 'em or a 3-point favorite. Northern would be a 3-point favorite.
Uniontown comes off of a bye. Northern looking for that bounce back win. I'm almost positive. And I hope not to jinx Northern, but I feel like last week was an anomaly. They maybe, and this is the kids, not the coaches, looked past Hampshire, thought that Hampshire was fool's gold and they could walk right through them. And Hampshire did exactly what they needed to do to win the game. They took advantage of takeaways, of turnovers. They threw the ball well, And as we know in this area, and that extends up to Garrett County, you don't see a passing team very often. And if Hampshire is a good passing team, which they have been this year, that's going to give a team like Northern or, you know, any team in our area something to chew on. So for Northern, I think that they are favored in this game. It is at Half Mile High Stadium. It is in Accident tonight, and I expect Northern to bounce back against Uniontown. We'll see if the rest of the team in Segment 4 believes the same thing in our weekly picks. Now to our third and final game of this segment, 5-0 Frankfort taking on 1-5 Brook. That's on Classic Hits 107 tonight. Joe Antonio, Liam Rhodes, and with the call there. So Classic Hits tonight, immediately following this broadcast. Frankfort, and I put it in caps, and I should have emboldened it. Frankfort is absolutely rolling. Coming off that lopsided win against Mountain Ridge, Brook lost 54-0 to Bridgeport last week, as to be expected. Bridgeport, we saw them in the quad, in the Fort Hill Queen City quad scrimmage, and how good they have been. The only win for Brook is over Lincoln County. Of course, we don't know a whole lot about, but Mike, what we know about Frankfort is they are very good, and this should not be too hard of a task for Frankfort to stay unbeaten after this week.
No, Frankfort is rolling. I mean, they are absolutely destroying everybody, even teams that we didn't think they could. I mean, we probably knew they were going to beat Mountain Ridge the way Mountain Ridge has been playing, the way Frankfort's been playing, but I don't think anybody really knew that it was going to be that big of a spread, although a couple of people did come close to picking that spread. 500 yards, mm-hmm. We didn't know that. Let's be real. Tony sat here and talked about them, but how good they were, and he made fun of me and said, you know, no way they would give up 20 points and no way they would score 20, but they didn't. So they're a pretty good football team. We know that for sure now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. 5-0 Frankfort, 1-5 Brook. I think we all know the result.
Mike, as a coach, when you have high school age kids, and we've seen this in years past whenever I used to do stats for the Frankfort broadcast, they had a couple really good seasons, and they played like a team like Northern, and it was almost a close loss, or it was a loss. As a coach, when you're undefeated and you know, especially the kids, they know how good they are. I mean, they're rolling. They just beat Mountain Ridge. You're feeling like world beaters. How hard is it as a coach to keep high school age young men grounded when everybody's telling them how good they are and they're going to, you know, make a deep run? And we expect them to do that, but how hard is that to keep a young guys grounded when they're this good?
I think you always got to hype up the other team. Coach Whiteman knows how to handle these types of situations. He's been here before, maybe not with a team this good. However, he knows how to hype up the other team. He knows how to prepare his football team, all those things you need to do. You cannot look past anybody, especially in the West Virginia realm, because you lose one game, bam, you're dropping big time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With all these other schools winning. So can't lose. You can't overstep anybody. You have to prepare every game like it means something. It really does. So I think just watch film and stay prepared, and I think the Falcons will be fine.
You can hear that game tonight right here on WCBC on the FM, Classic Hits 107. If you're listening before the Frankfort game, as always, on the FM, Classic Hits 107, join Tony O and Liam Rhodes for the call there tonight. That's going to do it for our second segment. When we come back, we'll preview the last three games. Allegheny looking to get back in the win column as they travel to Oakland tonight on WCBC. Hampshire looking to keep it rolling against a pesky opponent in East Hardy in our game of the week. 3-2 Fort Hill taking on 3-2 Mountain Ridge, the marquee matchup of the week. You're listening to High School Game Day on WCBC. We'll be back.
Great food, great prices, huge portions, and great service. That's what everyone is saying about Bellinopoly on Green Street. You can order online, stop in for pizza, pasta, subs, and salads. Bellinopoly, 692 Green Street, Cumberland, or go to bellinopoly.com.
Puffin Burger Carpet Greenspring wants everyone to come and check out their True Touch vinyl plank flooring that's water and scratch proof, and their Made in America Freedom vinyl plank flooring that is also water and scratch proof. Puffin Burger Carpet, 304-492-5814.
Hi, I'm Tim Yule with Queen City Motors and Queen City Tire and Auto. My brother Jeff and I have some exciting news for everyone. Queen City Tire and Auto is now available to all customers in the tri-state area, even if you didn't purchase your vehicle here. We have added additional technicians to better serve you, our customers, with all of your vehicle repair needs, from a minor oil change all the way up through a major engine overhaul. Everyone is welcome, so call or stop by today at Queen City Tire and Auto, your number one stop shop in Cumberland.
Eagle Nursing and Rehab and Eagle House Memory Care Unit is caring for our greatest generation. A five-star facility proud to be an integral part of our community. Eagle House is the newest addition to the family, ready to serve your family with its Alzheimer's care program. A philosophy of care that is solely centered on the needs of its residents is the driving force behind a facility that offers a hometown atmosphere, providing more direct personal care to its residents. Eagle Nursing and Eagle House, Lona Coning.
With a look back at last week's high school football and what to expect this weekend, you're listening to High School Game Day on WCBC Sports.
Welcome back to High School Game Day. Alongside Mike Allen, this is Garrett Egan getting you ready on the FM for Frankfort, an undefeated team taking on Brook. And on the AM tonight, it's Allegheny at Southern on WCBC. We'll send you to those pregame shows immediately following this broadcast as we record the show on Wednesday evening here at Bell and Appley Pizza Pasta Subs, the official host and home of High School Game Day. Whether it's pizza, pasta, subs, they do burgers, they do salads, they also cater. So pregame, during the game, or postgame, whether you're playing, watching, or spectating, or prognosticating, stop by the official host and home of High School Game Day, and that's Bell and Appley Pizza Pasta Subs here on Green Street. You can also order online, which is very, very convenient as well. That's how I do it. I order online for delivery when I order here and not dine in. So third segment, final segment of the game previews, 1-4 Allegheny at 2-3 Southern. Southern comes off a win last week against 100. Allegheny, a close loss on a Thursday afternoon down at St. James, where the Campers, in a loss, put up 33 points. Southern's feeling riding high with two wins. They come off a win. Allegheny just really hungry for a win. Even in that loss last week, you could just tell listening to the game that the Campers really wanted that one and came close to having it. Mike, at Southern, Allegheny looking for a win. Good opportunity for Allegheny to get back in the win column this week.
Absolutely. Allegheny needs Southern this week. 1-4, man, that's tough to start the season, no matter what your expectations are, no matter how young your football team is. You don't want to go 1-4. However, they did play some really good teams in Oakdale. They played Hollidaysburg. You know, St. James is better than they thought. Just have to win this football game. I mean, there's no other way to say it. There's no other way to dance around it. They have to go up to Southern and not only win, but destroy them. And I think they will do that. And here's why. I think Allegheny's already proven to everybody, including themselves, that they can run the football. I think Sebastian Stewart is going to be able to throw the football tonight, and I think that's what they'll work on. I bet you Sebastian Stewart has five completions tonight, and I don't think he's come close to that so far this year.
I like it.
I think Allegheny's got to do that against Southern to open their offense up, because once you start being able to throw the football, your running game becomes better, because teams don't know. You know, if you're not going to go throw the football and you play teams like Fort Hill later in the season and homecoming, they're going to put 10 in the box and make you throw it. So I think now's a good time to try that. We know what Aiden McKenzie's got. He was before last week, he was second in the area in rushing. We know what Jackson Resch has. He's got 200 yards last week to add to his rushing totals. Keontae Bible, the freshman, is just playing so well right now. Their defense needs to step up a little bit. I think they'll do that as well. Try to hold Southern to 7 or less, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity for Allegheny. I mentioned in the first segment, Amani Blow being back from injury. Kane Williams, who played limited snaps last week after, I think it was a shoulder injury in the offseason. They weren't expecting him back maybe until this week. Best case scenario, that kid is tough as nails. So if there was any opportunity for Kane to come back on the field, you had to know he was taking it. Good to see him back. Hopefully he can continue to build and get back to full strength and get more of a role, because last year as a freshman he was impressive in limited snaps as well. But we've seen, and we talked about it in the first segment, we've seen Allegheny continue to build. I mean, the first week they get shut out at Hollidaysburg 35-0. And even in that 35-0 affair, the kids were playing tough. They were playing through the snaps. They were playing to the whistle all four quarters. That was the most impressive to me, being down on the field. It didn't feel like a knockdown, dragout, shutout loss for Allegheny. The kids did not play that way. That was the most impressive thing for me, even in that loss. We've seen week in and week out, they've gotten better. You mentioned the running game, Mike. The running game has gotten better. The line play has gotten better. Young guys who have stepped in and proven to themselves that, so what if I'm a freshman? I can run the football, and I'm an athlete. And, McKenzie and Keontae Bible, even Sebastian Stewart, you can just see these kids getting better each week. I think they put it together tonight. I think they get back in the win column. Mike, for you, who or what has most impressed you about this Allegheny team this year?
Aiden McKenzie, simple. He had over 200 yards in a county rivalry in a three-point loss to Mountain Ridge. I mean, that's huge. This kid has never started a varsity football game until this year. He's a junior, so he had, two other years to do that. He's starting now as a junior. They put him in the backfield. They expect him to be their speed guy, and he's done just that. He broke a big one against Hollidaysburg to get him going. And since then, man, he's had almost 100 yards each and every game. Again, he was second in the area last week to Jabril Daniels before last week. He's still up there. He has impressed me the most. I knew he was a good athlete. I didn't know he could do what he's doing this year.
Yeah, he has been impressive. Game on WCBC tonight. Allegheny a heavy favorite on the road, or do you see this being a closer game than usual?
No, heavy favorite, 30-point favorite.
I like it. So from Allegheny tonight on WCBC, immediately following this broadcast, airtime 6, kickoff is at 7. Let's get to the Hampshire Trojans, who won last week in a shocker, at least to us, maybe not to them, over Northern 37-15. They take on 3-3 East Hardy. Hampshire comes off that huge win. East Hardy is an interesting matchup, looking at their schedule, who they have played, beaten, and lost to. Mike, what do you see in this one?
I don't know. This one, probably is a tough game for Hampshire. East Hardy was 0-3 at one point. They went 3 straight wins. Hampshire coming off a big win to Northern. But like you were saying about Frankfort, how do you keep your kids' heads level? Hampshire hasn't had to do that lately as far as, we're the team to be. We're favored. They've always come in as the underdog, especially against East Hardy, who has won state championships and been in competition lately. So, this is not normal territory for Hampshire. It's a first-year head coach. They're throwing the football all over the place. East Hardy will come to play in this football game. However, I think Hampshire is favored.
Do you think that the passing game and how well Hampshire's doing, you think that's the difference in their success, because teams just don't see that type of prowess in this area, or this extended area, I should say?
Right. If you see it, you're not going to see a very good passing game. So I would agree that's definitely the difference. 7 out of 10 for 200 yards, Eversole was last week. I mean, those are huge numbers. They had some huge numbers in the passing game earlier in the season. If they continue that, they're going to be tough to beat and might upset some people again, as they upset Northern last week.
Yeah, Hampshire, I have to think, and we'll get to our picks. East Hardy, I think I took Southern over East Hardy in an upset attempt earlier in the year. East Hardy beat Southern, so I'm looking for blood tonight in Hampshire winning over East Hardy, but we'll see. Also, Hampshire, mentioned the special teams last week. Their place kicker in Bryson Richardson hit a 49-yard field goal.
Wow.
In their game. So, again, having that special teams, whether you're, kicking the ball off and changing the field position, or the fact you get it close enough that a 49-yard field goal isn't a miracle in high school, is something special as well, and is an extra wrinkle to putting points up on the board. So that could come into play as well. Let's get to our game of the week. In years past, this would be, and it still is, But usually these two teams come in to face each other undefeated. They have the same record, but it's a little bit different. Game of the week tonight, 3-2 Fort Hill taking on 3-2 Mount Ridge. Both teams coming off losses. Both teams desperately wanting this win because it is a measuring stick for things to come in the postseason, especially. Michael, on paper, two 3-2 teams seems like, you know, two undefeated teams facing off. But I think it's a little bit different. Game of the week tonight, Fort Hill, Mountain Ridge. What do you see in this one?
I can't wait. Can't wait to get up there and see it. I think Fort Hill's going to be hungry. I think Mountain Ridge is coming into this week in a really, really bad spot. Here's why. Two losses in a row. They lost to Frederick. Okay. Okay, whatever. Then they go and lose by triple digits to Frankfort. What are they thinking about themselves right now, Garrett? Are they able to go in and preach to the kids as in, we're going to win this week. It's Fort Hill. So what? We're going to win. We've beat them in the past. Are they going to be able to do that after the last 2 weeks getting embarrassed by Frankfort and then going to travel to Frederick and getting beat there too? I don't think so. I think their kids will really be questioning the fact that if they can compete tonight. And that's not a good way to go into this football game. You better be overhyped, overqualified per se, and they're just not that this week. However, here's why it's so fun. The last 2 years, the only team to beat Fort Hill has been Mountain Ridge. The last 3 years, the only team to beat Mountain Ridge is Fort Hill. Mm-hmm. So they know each other well. They're going to be, it's the new, rivalry in our area because of the spread of the Fort Hill-Allegheny game. They're beating each other, Mount Ridge and Fort Hill. They know each other so well. Coaches will be prepared. Teams will be prepared. It's going to be fun.
And also the last three state championships have been Fort Hill and Mountain Ridge playing against each other. Mike, if you're game planning for this one, earlier in the year we saw Mountain Ridge throw the ball well. Kleitz has done a pretty good job. Based on watching Fort Hill and what they have struggled against, do you think Mountain Ridge is going to be pass heavy, or are they going to challenge that undersized, younger Fort Hill defensive line? Is it going to be balanced, run heavy, pass heavy? If you're Mountain Ridge, how are you game planning this one on paper?
I think it's 70-30. 7 out of 10 times they'll throw the football because of Fort Hill's struggles against the pass. They struggled in the second half against Hollidaysburg. They struggled against Briar Woods to the point where they lost the football game due to the quarterback success. Although no quarterback, again, like I said, will be as good as the Navy commit in Carmichael. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think Kobe Pennick will be back under the center.
Okay.
I think he'll be leading his football team against Fort Hill. I think they'll throw the ball. However, don't sleep on Kyrie Griffin to be ready to run the football against Fort Hill. He is a dynamic back. He's, is kind of a scat back per se. He can run the football hard. I don't think they'll do it often. I think it's 7 out of 10 runs, passes for Mountain Ridge. So that's the combination that I see. Fort Hill's hungry. They're upset that they lost because they never lose. So we'll see how it goes, but Mount Ridge better come to play.
And then on the other side of the coin, you mentioned Fort Hill being hungry. What's their game plan against Mountain Ridge and what they've seen on tape?
They're going to run the football. I mean, Allegheny had 400 yards rushing against Mountain Ridge. I think Fort Hill is going to stick their chest out and say, we're going to run it. Stop us. I think that's what they've done the past 3 years against them, especially last year when they lined up in the Maryland eye and just said, this is what we're going to do. Make sure you stop it. And they haven't been able to stop it when it comes to Mountain Ridge against Fort Hill. So why would they do anything different? I don't think they'll change anything up. I do think they'll throw the ball five times in this football game. Last week they didn't throw it five. But, they're not going to do anything different. There's just been some things stopping them from doing what they love to do the last couple weeks. Against Dunbar, they lost because they couldn't run the football effectively in the second half. Against Briar Woods, they lost because they couldn't run the football at all. So I don't think they'll change anything. They'll just try to perfect what they do best.
should be a good one tonight for Fort Hill and Mountain Ridge doing battle. If anything, for Fort Hill, it might be a must-win just to kind of calm the waters, put their head down, and focus on another state championship run as the Sentinels look to make it four in a row this year. Mountain Ridge trying to throw a wrench into those gears. We'll see tonight in our game of the week, Fort Hill taking on Mountain Ridge. That's going to do it for our third segment. When we come back, we lick our wounds, and hopefully the WCBC sports team can get some winning picks this week, as the average week of performance from our prognosticators was 3-3 last week. That's how on its head last week's games were, the final scores. You're listening to High School Game Day on WCBC Sports. We'll be back after this.
Great food, great prices, huge portions, and great service. That's what everyone is saying about Bellinopoli on Green Street. You can order online, stop in for pizza, pasta, subs, and salads. Bellinopoli, 692 Green Street, Cumberland, or go to bellinopoli.com.
You've worked hard to earn a higher credit score, so it's time to fall into a lower rate. Finance your next new or used vehicle purchase at WEPCO with rates as low as 3.99% APR. Apply today or visit WEPCOFCU.com for more details. Rate applies to members with FICO score of 685 or higher. Credit subject to approval. Other terms and conditions apply. Rates subject to change without notice. Equal opportunity lender.
Everything we do.
And Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here. Your sports equipment, clothing, gear, and printing store. Logos and design, you'll find just what you're looking for. See it all online at shopthefinaltouch.com. The Final Touch and Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here.
WCBCRadio.com, now with easier and faster internet streaming. One click does it all. Just click on the Listen Now box in the upper right-hand corner on our website, on your phone or on computer. Streaming at the speed of now on WCBCRadio.com.
With what's going on in local high school football, this is High School Game Day from WCBC Sports.
Welcome back, High School Game Day, alongside Mike Allen. As always, this is Garrett Egan, getting you ready for two big games on the WCBC Sports Network tonight. Multiple big games around the area immediately following this broadcast on the AM, Allegheny at Southern, and on the FM, an undefeated Frankfort matches up with a 1-5 Brook team as Coach Kevin Whiteman looking to keep that massive train. The Falcons flying high and rolling through their opponents. Also around the area, our game of the week, Fort Hill taking on Mountain Ridge tonight, and some other, good-looking games on the schedule. Hampshire taking on East Hardy, Kaiser taking on John Marshall, Northern facing off against Uniontown, which segues into our fourth segment, our game picks. Last week was abysmal, as Southern was the only WESMAC team to win. So we took losses on the Fort Hill game, the Allegheny game, the Northern game, Mountain Ridge. It was tough sledding in our WCBC sports team's picks. And the average performance was 3-3. I went 3-3. A lot of guys went 3-3. Tony went 2-4. Mike, I won't throw you under the bus.
2-4. Listen, I lost more games last week than I did all of last year. Okay.
It was a rough week.
Like Dion said, get us while you can. Get me while you can, because I'll be back.
But all that being said, it's just one game. You're only trailing Jim by one game. The rest of us trailing him by two. And Tony, yikes, he's got 10 L's this year. So Tony's went out on a limb and fallen through that limb consistently. But enough of ribbing Tony. Let's get into our picks. Several unanimous selections. We'll start with one you'll hear immediately on this broadcast, or on this station immediately following this broadcast. Allegheny at Southern. Tonio, Roxione, Jim Zamias, Brad Reed, Mike Conley, all like Big Blue. Mike Allen, who you got?
Allegheny needs Southern right now, and they got them. Big time win for Allegheny.
Yeah, I could see maybe a couple of hiccups. Maybe Southern gets the first takeaway, something like that. But I expect Allegheny on the road at Oakland to really put it on Southern. Not taking anything away from Southern in their realm. They've had a good season, a decent season thus far. New coach, new numbers, like them bouncer back. But I think Allegheny, especially putting up 33 on a Thursday afternoon at St. James, Allegheny's building on something, and I like them to really run it up on Southern tonight. Now to another unanimous selection, Northern hosting Uniontown. It is not unanimous. Damn it, Tony. Okay. Roxione taking Northern. Jim Zamias. I can't read. Jim Zamias, Brad Reed, Mike Connolly all like Northern. Tony O's taking Uniontown. He's a psychopath. Watch, they'll win. Mike Allen, who you got? Northern, Uniontown.
The common opponent for me to make me pick this game was Albert Gallatin. Northern beat him. Uniontown didn't. I like Northern in this football game.
I like Northern, too. I think last week Coach Carr is going to have them guys, their heads on straight again, dialed in. I like Northern in this game by at least two touchdowns. To a unanimous selection, which you'll hear on the FM immediately following this broadcast, Frankfurt taking on Brooke. Undefeated Falcons, 1-5 Brooke. Tonio, Roxione, Jim Zamias, Brad Reed, Mike Connolly, all like Frankfurt. Mike Allen, who you got?
Frankfurt continues to roll. I think that's the word of the week. Frankfurt is rolling, and they'll continue to roll after a big win against Brooke.
Yeah, if I'm Brooke, I'm hoping that there's a rain out or I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Frankfurt big in this game, absolutely. Now the games that we don't have unanimous selections in. Let's start with Kaiser at John Marshall, shall we? Tonio likes Kaiser. Jim Zamias likes Kaiser. Brad Reed, Mike Connolly all like Kaiser. But Roxione, the councilman, is looking to pick up a game. He's taking 0-5 John Marshall. Mike Allen, who you got?
This is a close pick for me. I went back and forth, originally picked Kaiser, then I circled John Marshall, then I changed it back. I think Kaiser's going to win simply because they are rolling also in three in a row. John Marshall is 0-5. They played a really tight game against Washington. Washington blew out Hedgesville. Hedgesville beat Kaiser. However, Kaiser's a different football team. They win tonight.
I could see this one being close. Maybe at times, maybe at the end. I like Kaiser as well to stay in the win column. And then now to another game with some diversity in the picks. Hampshire at East Hardy. Let's take those who are let's go with first those who are taking East Hardy. Tony O likes East Hardy. Mike Connolly has East Hardy. Rock, Jim, and Brad like Hampshire. Mike Allen, who you got?
I'm going to get on the Hampshire train, man. I mean, they've been proving me wrong. Picked Northern last week. Hampshire blew them out. 37-22. I like Hampshire in this football game.
Yeah, I like Hampshire as well. They've really impressed me, and it's glad to see them on the upswing, not just with numbers, not just with a new head coach, but executing, especially after that win over Northern last week. Now let's get into our game of the week. Fort Hill taking on Mountain Ridge in unanimous selection, but as last week, they delved into our tiebreaker system. We give a score to our game of the week. And let's get into those. Everybody's taking Fort Hill. You don't have to worry about that. Tony O likes Fort Hill 35-6. Roxione has Fort Hill 48-3. So there's some field goals in here. Jim Zamias has Fort Hill 49-13. Brad Reed likes Fort Hill 35-14. Mike Connolly has Fort Hill 42-7. Biggest. I can't do math either. Second biggest margin of victory for the Sentinels. Mike Allen, you have Fort Hill. What's your score?
35-11. Mount Ridge is going to score a touchdown, get a two-point conversion, and then kick a field goal.
I like that a lot.
35-11.
I put down 42-10, which is the score I'm going with. I have Fort Hill 42-10. I almost changed it to 13 because I think Tyler Cook has proven consistently this year and back into last year. He was the difference in that win by Mountain Ridge over Allegheny. At Mountain Ridge, kicked a field goal late. He has consistently proven that he can kick and make field goals in big games. So I almost changed it to add another three. I'm going with Fort Hill 42-10, lopsided victory for the Sentinels getting back in the win column. That's going to do it for us here on High School Game Day. We now send it on the FM to Frankfurt hosting Brooke, and on the AM all the way up in Oakland, Maryland, as Allegheny looks to get back in the win column, traveling to 2-3 Southern. For Mike Allen, this is Garrett Egan. As always, fans, whether it's NFL, college, or high school, enjoy your weekend of football.